White House issues Russian oil tanker license to head off price spike. The U.S. government issued a license Friday letting countries buy Russian oil that's already loaded on tankers, part of a White House push to prevent prices from surging, Bloomberg reported. The move is a pressure release valve aimed at keeping crude from spiking, while the broader sanctions posture against Russia stays in place. Crypto markets, which have been trading shoulder to shoulder with risk assets all week, read the carve-out as a de-risking signal. Bitcoin traded at $70.73 on $49 as of April 18, 2026, up 3.7% over the prior 24 hours, while Ether climbed 4.0% to $2,224 and XRP rose 3.6% to $1.48, according to CoinMarketCap. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 62, firmly in greed territory. The mechanics of the carve-out sanctions regimes typically include a general license, a narrow permission that lets existing cargo in transit complete its journey without forcing counterparties into default. This one works the same way. Oil already loaded on tankers before the cutoff can be sold, moved, and received. New lifts from Russian ports face the tighter rules. The reason is mechanical. Oil shipments take weeks to cross from Russian Black Sea or Pacific ports to Indian, Chinese, or Turkish refiners. Forcing cargo already at sea to turn around creates a cash and physical mess. Tankers stranded, insurance voided, payments frozen, and crude pulled out of the market right when refiners need spring supply. Licenses like this smooth the transition. Why Washington wanted it, oil sits at the center of any inflation path from here. A spike in crude feeds through to gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and eventually every shipped good. It also hits politically. Gasoline prices are one of the few economic statistics voters track in near real time. The administration has spent the last two quarters threading the needle between tightening Russia's revenue and not letting energy inflation reaccelerate. This tanker carve-out is the latest example. It does not let Russia sell new oil. It lets buyers finish the purchases they already booked. That's a narrow position. But it also tells markets the administration's sanctions enforcement has a dial, not a switch. How Crypto Reddit Crypto's reaction was less about oil and more about the broader risk-on tone. If the White House is willing to soften sanctions enforcement at the margin to avoid an inflation shock, that tells bond and equity traders policy is tilted against disorderly market moves. Risk assets, including crypto, tend to rally on that signal. The direct crypto and sanctions angle is narrower, but worth noting. Since 2022, parts of Russia's cross-border trade have shifted toward crypto rails. Stablecoins for settlement, mining operations absorbing excess energy, and OTC desks clearing ruble for USDT flows. A sanctions regime that eases at the edges for oil does not automatically ease at the edges for crypto, but it hints at where policy will accept leakage to avoid bigger problems. For traders watching Russia exposure specifically, the read is mixed. A softer enforcement posture on Russian oil is not the same as a softer posture on crypto firms servicing Russian entities. Recent OFAC actions have continued to designate wallets linked to sanctioned individuals and Russian state-connected exchanges. What changes from here? Markets will watch three things over the coming weeks. First, how many tankers were actually covered by the license? If it's a dozen loads, the market barely notices. If it's closer to 100, it reshapes the near-term supply curve. Second, whether the administration issues parallel carve-outs for Iranian or Venezuelan barrels, which would make the oil management intent explicit. Third, whether any of this spills into sanctions policy on crypto-facing entities, either as tightening or further carve-outs. For crypto holders, the backdrop is familiar. Softer policy anxiety, a stronger appetite for risk, and a fear and greed reading already inside greed. Sanctions carve-outs do not usually move crypto directly, but they sit in the same bucket of signals traders use to read how willing Washington is to avoid a price shock. This week, that willingness looks high. One wrinkle worth tracking is payment settlement. Oil trades historically clear in dollars, but Russia-linked flows since 2022 have increasingly routed through yuan, rupees, UAE dirham, and, in smaller volumes, stablecoins. A license that lets these trades complete does not specify a settlement currency, which means the behind-the-scenes plumbing is still whatever the buyer and seller already agreed. That keeps the door open for non-dollar and crypto-adjacent rails to handle a slice of the paid cargo.